This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Epic views. Waterfall mists. Summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
It's Sal Capaccio.
Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio.
On WGR.
Sal Capaccio said to join us here on the Wester Hotline. Hall of Fame game tomorrow, Chargers and Lions.
I found another stat on how inexperienced Trey Lance is.
Ready? All right.
He has 661 pass attempts in his life. High school, college, NFL preseason, NFL regular season. Joe Burrow attempted 652 passes last season.
There you go. Not a lot of experience for Trey Lance. The good news is he's playing in the Hall of Fame game, which is, of course, a very important exhibition performance. Do you remember what happened in last year's Hall of Fame game, gentlemen? Either of you?
The only thing I ever remember in a Hall of Fame game is the Titans running a fake punt on the Bills and scoring like a 50-yard touchdown on it.
Mm-hmm.
So, no, I don't remember.
That happened. Last year's got rained out at the end. It's happened twice where they've just been like, you know what? It's fine. Let's all go home.
I remember a year because I had a fantasy draft that night, and we were like planning, like, oh, we'll have it on when we have our fantasy draft. And they canceled it because of the paint on the field?
The paint on the field was 2016.
Okay.
When they canceled the game because of field conditions.
Right.
Yep.
Okay.
So it's always a beautiful start to the NFL season. Sal Capaccio joining us on the Western Hotline. Good morning, Sal.
Good morning, guys. I'm just looking over the both teams' rosters. Besides Trey Lance, there's some interesting names. DJ Uiagalelei, I think is how you say his name. I don't know. From Florida State is also on the Chargers.
Mm-hmm.
And Hendon Hooker. Kyle Allen, actually a member of the Lions now.
All right.
That's a backup quarterback battle there. Yeah, the Chargers are playing like Amarian Hampton's that's a fantasy name. Like, people are going to draft
running back
him high. He's the starting running back because Najee Harris has his eye injury. So there's some guys playing. I wouldn't expect the Lions to really have, like, Amon-Ra St. Brown in there or anything. But
yeah, we'll see. It's tomorrow night at football return to the Hall of Fame game. Sal joins us. All right, Sal, so we're still kind of in a waiting period for Maxwell Hairston. Take us through yesterday, the injury and the fallout from it, as we still do not have finality on what it actually is. We have a post from Hairston on Instagram. But take us through yesterday's practice, what the players' reactions were, and, you know, kind of where we stand.
So most of the media was watching on the big field because that's where Josh Allen was throwing to wide receivers. There were some position groups, mainly defensive backs and a couple others, working over on the side field, the small field. If you're familiar with St. John Fisher, there's two fields. One's more of a side, smaller field where, you know, there's not really a lot of fans or anything. So there weren't really any media over there. We were watching the quarterbacks and receivers. By the time the DBs came over to do one-on-ones, Max Hairston wasn't there. And then word started to filter, hey, Max Hairston was down on the side field. Now we're all thinking, okay, like, what happened? Where is he? What's going on? And then if you see online, I included in my story, WGR550.com, video from Carl Jones of Channel 4. But Dan Fates had video, John Scott had video. There's a bunch of video out there of Hairston on the ground being tended to trainers. No one saw him go down because, like I said, they were just working regular just position drills over on the side field. And if you're in one field, it happens on another, there's nothing you could do. But it's just ironic that none of us had seen actually what happened and him go down. But they caught video of him sitting on the ground, sitting, and Nate Bresky, the head athletic trainer of the Bills, was working on and looking and testing his right knee, it looked like. Max then kind of laid back. He was on his back. He put his hands up on his head as if, you know, he was upset, which isn't a good sign. Sat back up, and as he was getting up, he got up. His teammates were around him. They were, you know, giving him hugs and words of some sort of encouragement. And then he walked off the field with help, with assistance from Nate Bresky. He didn't, the cart didn't come out, and he had assistance. You know, he didn't walk on his own power the entire way. I guess I'd say it that way. That being said, so we didn't really know what was going on. We're trying to, you know, see if we can have any updates. And we know in that situation, we're not going to get updates probably at least until later in the day. Didn't hear anything throughout yesterday, anything throughout last night. None of the national insiders had anything. I never personally saw a cart, but he could have been taken on a cart somewhere. Usually a lot of times they'll wheel you and take you on a cart into the locker room. Never saw anything after practice. So we waited. And then late last night, Max Hairston posts on. And then, by the way, after practice, a couple teammates did talk. And they did say it was non-contact. That was the thing we were trying to figure out. Did he hit something? Hit a bag? Did he run into somebody? Remember when Matt Milano hurt his bicep last year? And he hit a bag, right? Remember he hit a trainer who was holding a bag. Like, you never know when things like that happen. This was not the case, according to his teammates. They said it was non-contact. And that's always, obviously, very concerning. Late last night, Max Hairston posted on Instagram. And I just want to make sure I got this right, exactly what he posted. He had a picture of him signing a football. He wrote, "Beyond blessed," with prayers, hands, and "Thank you, God." Now, that could mean that he got good results and he's, oh my, I'm blessed, thank you, God. It could also mean that he didn't get good results and he's putting his faith in God's hands. I don't want to read anything into these sorts of things because I think that can be very tricky to do, and I don't want to make any assumptions on that.
Right. All right, so the waiting game, yeah, it's about assumptions, and we're all trying to, you know, pull back memories of this or that, and the fact that it's quiet. Now, the Bills don't have a day. They don't have practice today, Sal, so they have a day off. Do you think we might get an idea today, even though they don't practice? I mean, they had a walkthrough last night, right? So they would have had something, and here's the opportunity for whatever, his agent or him to tell somebody, an NFL insider. I feel like not knowing yet is actually good news. I mean, it's just a total guess because I feel like finality, we would find out. And if there's a window, you know, the little lighter injury, 4 to 6, then that's the kind of thing that they've got to give a more detailed explanation on. But that might be just me hoping.
Sure. I could look at it both ways, Jeremy. I've gone round and round in my own head about this, right? Which is, if there's something that we know that's not good, or somebody knows something that's not good, if it's, as you say, finality, if it's, oh my gosh, it's an ACL injury or something like that, like, would that be out there pretty quickly? Because we've seen that before with a lot of people. Yesterday that happened with a Browns player at camp, an Achilles, right? Like, that, we've seen that where it gets out there as quick as possible. Someone knows, they say it, and, you know, the Bills, and we find out Bills are bringing in another guy to work out or something like that. But you could also go, and if you don't hear anything, it's because, okay, they're still doing tests, or it's just a injury like a lot of guys, and we'll find out how long he's out for when we talk to Sean McDermott or whoever we see and get a word from on Thursday. It could be the other way, which is because you haven't heard anything yet, they're getting second opinions. They're getting another test. They don't want to put anything out there yet until they absolutely know for sure, so no one knows. Or I just, again, this goes back to all of us kind of figuring out and going back and thinking how it could go. I've seen it go this way a number of different ways all the time. You know, if you just think back to injuries, nothing even specific. There's been times where guys got hurt. I don't know. When did we find out Reggie Ragland was going to be out for the year? Right. I mean, I think about him. I think it was a couple days later, actually, to be honest with you. What about Tyrell Shavers going off the field on a cart with everyone really concerned, and it looked really bad? And then he's, okay, he's going to be fine. He's coming back to practice in a couple days, right? You just never know with these things.
Yeah, I looked up in the first hour, Sal, that it was 13 days after Vaughn got hurt on Thanksgiving before it was officially announced that he had torn his ACL. Like, there was a back and forth, remember, like, of whether, yes, like, we had to wait for the swelling to go down. And maybe that's rarer than the alternative, which is finding out quicker. But what does that mean? It means really we have no idea when we could find out.
No, that's right. And I do wonder, Joe, because it's training camp versus regular season, a lot of things like that come into play, right, where you're at in your season, everybody being together, there's games to prepare for. And the initial diagnosis on on Vaughn was that, as you said, swelling gone down, but they didn't. He had said that it was intact or something. There was something like that.
Yeah.
And then it came out from Sean McDermott like a week later or a week and a half later that that it happened. So, I've seen this go different ways, different times. And I think we just have to wait until we know something and hear something.
Sal Capaccio on the Western Hotline. Sal, we have a little shorter segment with you here today. Outside of the Maxwell Harrison injury, other news, notes, things to recap from yesterday's workouts at St. John Fisher?
Well, I mean, first of all, with Max Harrison out, you ought to immediately go to, okay, Tre'Davious White is the guy right there. And he's been the guy. And, you know, I've said before camp started, I thought Tre'Davious would be the number one guy until Max Harrison can snatch that job from him. And he's going to have to outplay him. Not that Tre'Davious would lose it necessarily, but Max has to win it. Well, whether Max Harrison's out anything long-term or even short-term, any out at all for a rookie is not good. Look at Cole Bishop last year and the time that he missed. So now Tre'Davious White, I think, is kind of entrenched right there. And I got to tell you guys, I thought he was the best player in the field yesterday. Tre'Davious White, I thought, was fantastic yesterday. I mean, he had a couple of one-on-one reps in the end zone where he locked up Josh Palmer in the back. Then he locked up Keon Coleman in the front. And then later in 11-on-11, he was about maybe a half step in trail coverage behind Palmer. Great ball fit in, and it was going to be a catch, a nice catch for Palmer on the sidelines. And Trey just timed it perfectly, used his length, knocked it away, and him and Benford went, yeah, did the flying around, arms out kind of thing, going around the field. Like, it was a fantastic play. I mean, they're going to need that. But now you got to look at guys like Dorian Strong, who had a really good start to camp. I think since pads have come on, he's been kind of a little bit more up and down. You look at Dane Jackson, who I think they know that they can put him in at a pinch. He can do the job. So, you know, like, now you're going to have to start looking at what you have at that spot with Max Harrison's, you know, injury in question and where they may go from here.
Do you feel like they could add somebody? Do you think, as long as maybe Dorian Strong is showing them well, and they did, of course, they have other veterans, Dane Jackson, that you might predict that they don't add anybody? Like, of significance, I would say.
They could, Joe, but I think that they have enough here. I mean, you've even gone to Daquan Hardy, to Corey Couch. These are guys who were here last year. They know the system, right? Jamarcus Ingram is on this team still. Let's remember that. So they could. I think that they probably... You know, when you say significance, it's funny. We just recorded It's Always Game Day in Buffalo, Matt Bowe.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Wayne and I last night, Matt brought up Rasul Douglas to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like everybody to kind of go listen to our discussion on that. I'll just give you a tease. It's something I don't think they would visit right now or do. I think you roll in, you still go with what you have right here for a while. But we'll see. We'll see what they do. If they bring somebody in, then that's obviously a sign that, you know, Max is at least going to miss some time. If they don't, it doesn't mean he's not. It just means that, you know, they like what they have, you know, right now in the fold. So we'll see. The other story real quick, guys, is obviously other injuries mounting up. So wrote about it at WGR550.com. The injuries from yesterday, the guys who sat out yesterday, and though the return of Dalton Kincaid and Elijah Moore, which is good news.
All right. And Cole Bishop and Ty Johnson left at one point, but both came back.
They did. There's some question about exactly how much they did. I told Matt, I thought I saw Cole on the final defensive series for the Bills.
Mm-hmm.
But he said he didn't see him. So, you know, maybe he was... we have to wash that out. But they did come back. I don't know how much they did necessarily. And I don't think Ty Johnson took another rep after he came back. But he did come back out and was on the sidelines.
All right. Very good. Thanks, Sal.
You got it, guys.
Sal Capaccio. He's got the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show coming up at 10 o'clock today. So stay tuned for that. The Bills are off from St. John Fisher, and we are back here in Buffalo. So other things we saw yesterday. Steven Gossner touchdown, Deion Kane touchdown.
Wearing number 32.
Yes, 32. And I looked at where my whole family was at camp yesterday. And there's a big touchdown. And, 32. Who's 32? Hold on. Pulled up the Bills roster. Not listed.
Not listed.
At the time.
Just a random random fan jumped out of the stand and just like won a contest to catch from Josh Allen.
Yeah. It was, man, it's hot. It was so hot at training camp yesterday. I mean, temperatures in the 90s. It reached 90 in Buffalo, and I think Rochester's a little hotter than Buffalo. It was very, very warm there yesterday. So
does that track make it hotter, too, when you're standing on the track? Because the media is standing on the track.
I think it does. The track does make it hotter, yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, we're back out there tomorrow, and then the blue and red is going to be Friday at the stadium, and we're into the preseason. Next Saturday is the preseason game against the Bears.
Friday, blue and red. What helmet is Josh Allen going to wear? I think I said this last week, maybe.
You know what?
Or maybe I just thought it. That would have been a perfect opportunity to release like the rivalry series helmet, is him walking onto the field with it.
But they're not really in control of that. Right. I bet on Friday he wears just the red helmet. Now they're actually going to wear it. And won't that drum up interest? Won't that kind of be a perfect little...
He's done that, though.
No, not the one they're going to wear.
No, I mean, he's worn a red helmet that has, like, two blue stripes on the top and looks a little weird on the top of it.
But I would just wear the red helmet.
He's done blue.
Yeah.
He's done red. He has not done Zubas. He has not done...
Oh, a Zubas helmet. I'd be into that.
He has not done his drawing of a logo on a helmet.
Now that is what, yes, they're putting that on hats, right?
Yeah, because
the new partnership with New Era.
I mean, he's invested now in New Era. I think so. Like,
let's make that a helmet.
I think he would.
The potato buffalo
to do that.
Potato buffalo helmet is the right answer on what he should wear
on Friday.
On Friday, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go with that. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. Have a bunch of answers. I'll get to some of these answers here. And I think there's a pretty consistent number one answer or a favorite here on, you know, the Hairston scare. We'll see where it goes. It kind of begs the question, which newcomer, that's draft or free agency, which newcomer is most important to their success this year? And have a lot of responses to this, and I'm pretty sure there's definitely not a consensus number one, but there is a number one name that of the 20 responses I have so far on the chat, in the Twitter post, there's a number one answer.
Mm-hmm.
Care to guess?
Bosa.
It's Bosa.
Yeah.
Bosa is the one that people think is the most important to their success this year. And in talking with Bobby Babich about Bosa yesterday, man, the plan they have for him, it sounds like, you know, we don't get to see how written out that is and how much the training staff is going to be in there. Like, is the training staff given the right to, they're going to monitor his snaps, and then they get to pull and say, like, you can't use him now. Mm-hmm. Make sure he's healthy. It's been about health. You know,
right.
Babich told the story yesterday of Bosa being here in Allen's rookie year and being mic'd up for whatever, NFL films.
Yep.
And he had a big day that day, and he sacked Josh, and he runs off the field screaming, I'm a beast. So, like, you get the impression that Babich has been a fan of his for a while, as many would be. If he's healthy, and if he can make a difference, you know, a closer pass rusher that makes those big plays and big moments, like, what you want is what Vaughn gave you for the first 10 games of the Vaughn contract.
Right.
You might even settle for 75% of that and say it's a big win.
I think I would. I mean, give me the individual plays at the end. Vaughn closes the Bills-Chiefs win that year the regular season. He chases, Allen throws a touchdown to Knox, and then Vaughn chases Mahomes out of the pocket and forces him into a bad pick. and the game's over.
He had a strip sack in New York. That's a game I think they lose to the Jets, but Vaughn gave them multiple chances to win the game again.
Yeah.
He had third down. He didn't just have the pressure on Mahomes. He had a third down sack on, I think, the previous drive.
He had a sack against Minnesota that really should have been a closing sack.
Fourth and 18?
I think it's third and 10. He sacks Cousins to put them at fourth and 18. And then Jefferson makes, you know, that catch. But that's another game that he really should have been a closing play for him. And they don't have that. They don't have that and have not had that. So if Bosa can even just be that, a closer, when you need a defensive stop at the end, or how about even just a freak play to get the ball back for your team. 2 years in a row, the Bills, I know their odds of winning in these situations would not be very high, but 2 years in a row, after Bass misses a field goal, after Kincaid drops it on fourth down, the Bills still could make a stop against Kansas City to get the ball back one more time.
Right.
Like, that's forgotten.
It is desperation time. But right.
And but if you stop them and you go three and out, then you get the ball back with like a minute to play and you're still in the football game.
Mm-hmm.
And both times, it wasn't even difficult at all. Kansas City gets right down there. And they threw it. Like last year to close that game, I think it's a play action pass. They throw it. And if you can give me a stud pass rusher that reads that play and launches in on Mahomes and forces him into either an incompletion or a mistake, then those are situations you could get the ball back. But it's more about, I think, closing it when you have the lead.
Yeah.
That's what you really want Bosa to be. And if he can be that, if he can be what Vaughn was in those first 8 weeks, I think it would be tough for anybody to beat him out as the best acquisition they made. What would Josh Palmer have to do to beat that? Like, you'd have to be like a 1,200-yard receiver, maybe, to feel like Bosa, a double-digit sack guy that's closing games. It's more valuable than that.
To your point about the end of that game, the Chiefs get the ball back after Kincaid is unable to make that catch.
Yep.
They have 1 minute and 54 seconds left, and the Bills have all three timeouts.
And they're only down three.
Yeah. And the first play is a one-yard run. The second play, it's second and nine.
Yeah.
Passed to Pacheco for 10.
Like, yeah.
First down.
And that's basically game there.
No. They still need
it. They have it because there's two timeouts.
They still needed one more.
Because they got
it
too quick.
And in fact, the Chiefs get into third and nine at the Bills 35.
With now, how much time?
1:35.
Okay.
A stop there and you have the ball back with
50 seconds.
Yeah.
40 seconds. Yeah.
And it's pass short left to Samaje Perine. You had a second and nine and a third and nine that they were able to convert for first downs. So, right, I know we could sit here and say that play, but right, the defense did have a chance to get it back one more time,
right.
And, you know, the Chiefs just closed that out. 803-0550, our phone number, 1-888-550-2550. Howard Simon's checking in at 8 o'clock. We'll also continue to take your calls on which newcomer is the most important for this season. Hairston, we're waiting to find out. Bosa, of course. Josh Palmer, a lot of good names. And a lot of newcomers. I mean, and there's some we're not going to see until week 7. Hoyt, Ogunjobi. And we'll see about Hairston. 803-0550, the phone number. 1-888-550-2550. Jeremy and Joe, and you on the phone lines if you'd like to join us here on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off. The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.